Once a year, we tend to speak to our next guest, John Lloyd, legendary radio and TV producer and the man partly responsible for QI, one of the original founders of it. And every year, there's a book that comes out with QI facts, and this year is no different. John, good morning. Great to talk to you.
Good morning, Phil. Nice to be back.
Do you have a special Christmas QI hat that you have to wear every year?
Yes, it's a very interesting one.
I bet it would be. There's actually a fact about the books themselves which are quite interesting, that there's over 3.5 million of these books have been sold. That's one every 23 seconds, which laid end-to-end would stretch 693 kilometres, the same distance as flying from Rome to Buenos Aires. I worked that out myself, by the way, John.
Did you? I think you'll find Rome to Buenos Aires is a lot more than 693 kilometres. I think that's that was a... I spotted that.
A typo, isn't it?
Release.
Absolutely. Yes, typo, it's a typo, absolutely. Yes, a lot more than that. You'd end up in the middle of the Atlantic if you did that. Now, every year that your little elves seem to find these facts. How do they stop themselves repeating facts?
Well, that is actually one of the biggest things in doing the book. It's a lot of facts. It's a big, fat book, 2024 QI facts to stop you in your tracks. And it's the checking and rechecking takes up probably more time than anything else, really, because we've now finally got an algorithm so that we can check immediately through the entire... There's seven of these books, seven fact books, 10 other different kinds of QI books. That's why there's so many sales. But the checking is the hard bit, and it's so dispiriting when you find a fact that you think, oh, no, we did that 4 years ago. Because it may be slightly different phrasing. So the first search, you don't find it. You have to be really rigorous about it, yeah.
And do you
it's not running out. That's the funny thing.
That's amazing.
We thought, when we started the company in the early noughties, I thought within about 2 years we'll have covered all the interesting things in the universe and we'll have run out. But there's no sign of that happening.
Amazing. And do your elves have to carry around kind of digital notebooks that somebody comes up to them in a pub and says, by the way, you haven't used this one, then they've got to make a note of it?
Yeah, absolutely they do. Well, it was a rule when we started 2002 that everyone had to carry an A6 notebook, you know, those little ones that fit in a side pocket.
Yes.
And the idea was that whenever you hear or see anything interesting, you write it down with the source, you know, either who told you or which newspaper you saw it in, that kind of thing. But with the advent of smartphones, of course, everyone uses the notebook on their smartphones.
Right.
And nobody carries a physical notebook anymore, including me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the whole thing. Actually, everybody comes across interesting things every day, but they forget them.
Of course.
So we just note them down, and some of them are so amazing. This is what I love. Concrete is stronger if carrots are added to it.
Of course it is.
You know what?
I can't believe you didn't know that.
No, it's extraordinary, isn't it?
There's one I love, being a Scot, that Scottish football referees are sponsored by Specsavers.
Isn't that brilliant? That's really funny, I think.
And that candy floss was invented by a dentist, which is somewhat cruel and ironic.
Yes, well, we do like... We do like a bit of irony, I must say.
Oh, fantastic. Now, a bit about what you're up to. I mean, we've spoken over many years, and one of the things that you were not having a pop about, but we're having a kind of word about, was the fact that television comedy wasn't that great for a particular period of time. And in fact, you warned that it could actually sink the BBC. Are you happier now about comedy on the telly?
Well, I think the difficulty is there is, of course, there's good comedy on telly, but the thing that's missing to me, well, there are a couple of things. One is the big family shows. We're not good anymore for some reason. Do you remember the Dave Allen show?
Oh,
you
fabulous.
Know, everybody loved it. You know?
And you'd never make it these days, would you? You'd never get away with it, would you?
I don't think you would.
No.
Somebody was saying that actually about Blackadder, that there was a thing, something that Lord Flashheart said. They were watching an episode the other night. They said, oh, you never get away with that now. Even that's only the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that's missing, which is odd, is there isn't much topical satire. There isn't. I think it's not healthy for a country not to be able to laugh at itself.
Sure.
I think people have generally as a nation, we seem to have lost our sense of humour, and people are sort of glaring at each other in the street, you know, depending on which side they're on.
Yes. I guess if you were making Not the 9 o'clock News or Spitting Image now, you would have such a rich tapestry to work from.
We would. I think particularly Spitting Image, some of the characters are really larger than life, aren't they?
Absolutely.
I don't want to name names, but, you know, well, you know who you are. No, and it's interesting that it comes up every year. I think there's an attempt to do it in America with Roger Law. I did hear through the grapevine that because the American satire is very good at the moment. Have you ever seen the John Oliver show?
Yes, absolutely. They're great at it.
Great?
Yeah.
Isn't he great? And it's very odd. Sometimes people have to go across the Atlantic to get recognised, because John Oliver wasn't particularly well-regarded here. And in America, he's huge.
It happens so much, doesn't it, that our boys go across there and take over America?
Yeah, well, I think that and the Canadians, you know, an awful lot of people you think are American are actually Canadians, actors and writers, producers, that kind of stuff. Maybe it's because, you know, you just get a different angle on it. I think I was at a very interesting party last night, the Association of American Correspondents in London.
Wow.
A room full of American journalists, and fascinating, because they bring a completely different perspective on the way that they look, you know, more of an objectivity, perhaps.
Wow, that must have been a fascinating conversation. Was the name Trump mentioned during that evening or not?
Yes, there was quite a lot of that, yes.
Yeah. You talked before that you thought that the modern TV commissioning system was, quote, a train crash. Has that got any better?
Did I? Oh, dear. Yeah. I'm very indiscreet, aren't I? That's
well, what? I think you were quite accurate. You said that it was basically people who were not experts who were doing this, and it was people who were drawn from scheduling, marketing and car parking, which sounds like the music business to me, but there you go.
I think it's not really... I do try to be at pains to say, in the first place, it's not a BBC problem, it's a television problem. And also, it's evidence of a much wider problem in the way things are run. So that, you know, I've got a friend who's a brain surgeon, very, very good brain surgeon, who quit the NHS because some manager told him he couldn't wear a watch in his operations. And he said, I've been wearing a watch for 40 years. I'm not going to have this. And then a new rule had come in, you know, that watches weren't allowed.
Wow.
So you get a lot of that. People coming in with, you know, tremendous enthusiasm and, you know, very intelligent. But actually, at the end of the day, there's certain kinds of expertise that you have to do to know how it's done.
Yeah.
And I would argue comedy is one of them. And comedy is a very niche skill. You know, there are... I think it's fair to say there are many more excellent brain surgeons in the UK than there are comedy producers. There's not... It's such a particular skill. And also, none of us know how it works. That's the other funny thing, Bill. I've been doing this for more than 40 years. I still don't know why one joke is funny and the other one isn't.
Well, sure.
And I can tell you that's not funny, and that will get a big laugh, but I have no idea why. And that's what managers generally don't understand. Well, why? That's not according to the rule. That isn't, you know, that's... I've looked at the spreadsheet, and that joke is funny. But why doesn't it get a laugh? Well, I don't know. It's baffling, isn't it?
It's funny you mentioned brain surgeons, because I don't know if you know, but while you were out last night, there was a fascinating live show on Channel 5 where they did a live two-hour open-heart surgery operation with Nikki Campbell, of all people, doing the kind of anchoring bit of it. And you just thought, blimey, it was fascinating and morbid in equal measure, but great telly.
How extraordinary.
Yeah, it's on for three nights, so they've got one on tonight and one on tomorrow night as well. And I noticed this morning as well, I don't know what your view on this is. I mean, BBC obviously have its own problems, but commercial TV is, at the end of the day, what it says on the tin. It's commercial. And Simon Cowell this morning telling everybody that X Factor will now be on air, you know, for the next 4,000 years because it's making money. Well, that's not his fault, really, is it? That's what the point of it is.
Yeah, that's right. It is interesting, though, that ratings across television everywhere in the world are falling. You know, people are watching television a different way. And that's another thing we don't... I mean, this has been going on since the mid-90s, I guess. Every year the ratings are smaller across the board, except on radio, oddly. Radio ratings are extraordinarily big. And I don't know whether... Like podcasts come from nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that you know, something's gone wrong with our intuition. I mean, even back in the day when The Office and Little Britain were the big shows in comedy, and they did have, you know, massive reach. And I used to say to people, what do you think the most popular show on telly at the moment is? And they'd either say The Office or Little Britain. I said, it's The Two Ronnies by miles. Two Ronnies getting 20 million people. You know, every night as a repeat from many years ago.
Good grief.
So that kind of inclusive, warm, slightly naughty, very British thing is not really around. It's much more niche than it used to be.
What about you then, John? How do you keep your brain active these days? I mean, are you still a kind of million ideas a second man, or have you kind of backed off a bit?
No, it's possibly worse, Bill. I don't know. I don't know why. I think it's basically being in the company of, you know, QI is a very young company. You know, most people are young. And that, like they said, that keeps you young, being in the company of very smart, quick-thinking people. They're all much better at it than I am now. But the ideas just pump out of the system all the time across a whole range of things. We're working on a big science fiction project at the moment. We're doing a big online education project.
Right.
There's a very interesting show we're trying to talk to BBC Scotland about Scottish history. It's the thing is that once you get the QI bug, you know, it never really goes away. You look at the world, everything seems interesting to me every day. You can't help it. And I'm sort of, it's odd because a lot of people are quite bored a lot of the time, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I love it. I love it that you're still in there thinking for us, John. Yeah, it's marvellous to hear.
On your behalf.
Exactly on my behalf. Makes it a lot easier for me. So, the book 2024, QI Facts to Stop You in Your Tracks. It's a brilliant book to buy for a Christmas present for somebody, as we always say. It certainly is. John, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. I'll say an early Happy Christmas. I guess it's all right to do that in November.
And Happy Christmas to you, Bill.
All right, you take care.
Such a pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.